around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Man, we got a lot to talk about today. First, let's check out the weather. Hollis, you're the hot spot in the whole state right now. 72 degrees. Eric, 68. Cheyenne, 69. Slap out, 64. Cool spot up there around Buffalo, 54. And on over east of there at Lahoma, you're 58. And Cherokee's 51. How about that? I'll have your Long Ranger forecast coming up for you later on in the show. First things first. So Sunday, I had some beef for sale, and I wanted a military veteran to have it for cost. It was a quarter of beef, and I wanted him to have for cost. And I had lots of people looking, and a guy from Beckham County, let's say, messaged me on Facebook, and he said, if one of those veterans need some beef, but they can't afford to buy a whole quarter of beef and have it processed at your cost, I'll pitch in. And he did. Yesterday, a Vietnam veteran, I'm not going to say any of the names because I didn't ask for the permission to say their names, he messaged me and he wanted a quarter of beef. So I got him a quarter of beef and sold it. He couldn't afford it at my cost because the last 2 months' utility bills put him back a little bit. So I messaged the other gentleman to see if he wanted to go in with the guy, and he said, yeah. So he paid, and the guy that's paying for this half of a quarter, how's that? He's a vet himself, and he ended up paying for half of this other gentleman's quarter, and that way he could afford to get him a quarter of beef, bring home for him. And I just think it's a wonderful world out there that we have these human beings that are offering to do that. So the guy that's buying the beef, he said, I'm just getting tired of eating corn dogs and bologna and cheese sandwiches. I mean, that's how bad it was, or, you know. So anyway, it's just a good deed. And I want to thank, hopefully he's listening. I want to thank the gentleman that is a vet for paying for a half of another vet's quarter beef. How about that? Hope that wasn't too confusing. But anyway, it's a wonderful world we live out there, and I'm just so happy that we have human beings that still act that way in this world. It's a great deal. So I appreciate it, and so does the veteran that got the beef. All right, let's see what's happening with the market today. Today is the Stockman's Veterinarian Happy Cap Hour, by the way, and I'll have more on Stockman's coming up here shortly. All right, first of all, let's see what happened overnight. Then it'll make sense what's going on today. How about that? Wheat and soybean futures plunged in overnight trading on signs of weak demand for U.S. supplies and as investors square positions ahead of this week's supply and demand report. Exports since the start of the wheat's marketing year, June 1st, are down 4% year over year to 10.7 million metric tons, according to the USDA. Soybean shipments are down 8% from the same period last year, and corn exports have plunged 32%. Commitments from overseas buyers to purchase wheat are better, up 5% year over year, but soybean sales are down 6%, and corn sales have dropped 47% from the same time frame a year earlier, according to the USDA. Corn sales dropped to 319,200 metric tons from 781,600 tons. Soybean sales were actually higher, rising to 721,000 metric tons, up from 705,800 tons a week earlier. Prices also may be lower this morning as investors square positions ahead of Thursday's WASDE report. And it was until about an hour ago, and they have skyrocketed. Wheat for March delivery plunged 12¾ cents to $7.28.5 a bushel overnight on Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures dropped 18¼ cents to $8.10¼ a bushel. Soybean futures for March delivery were down 8¼ to $14.80¼ a bushel. Soy meal was down $3.30 to $4.67 a short ton. And soy oil fell 5 cents to 63.3 cents a pound. Corn futures fell 1 penny to 6.51¾. Weather in our agriculture strip in the middle of the United States here. Extremely dry weather in the southern plains has led to red flag warnings and high wind watches in parts of the Texas Panhandle and eastern New Mexico this afternoon. The dry weather will continue through tomorrow with winds gusting up to 60 miles an hour, and that's headed our way, everybody. The National Weather Service said in a report early this morning, humidity will fall as low as 15%. Strong winds will combine with low humidity and well above normal temperatures to bring a few hours of critical weather condition to the east central plains this afternoon. Meanwhile, back in eastern Oklahoma and western Arkansas, rainfall is expected tomorrow evening as storms move through that area. Isolated storms will also be possible along with a limited potential for brief, strong to moderate severe storms. Most of the activity will be east of that area after midnight tonight. And we are under a fire weather watch right now for basically all the western half of Oklahoma, Texas Panhandle, and the Oklahoma Panhandle. And looks like we got some big winds headed this way tonight and be here in the morning when you wake up. Maybe out of the west, we're going to have 30, 40, 50 mile an hour gusts. So everybody, we have a lot of dry grass out there. We're still in a drought, whether you think not, we are not. We're still in a drought. So be sure and check your chains. Make sure your trailers are hooked up good. Check your wheel bearings, air tires. Make sure you ain't dragging a trailer flat down the road. Just be careful out there and don't be out welding in them kind of winds out in the pasture, because then it just won't be good. How about that? All right. Okay, let's check out what's going on with the grains as of right now. Corn for March is up 657, May 657, July 650. Soybeans for January 1513. March is 1487, May is 1491. Soybean meals, 500 even for January, 469.70 for March. May is 454.80. January soybean oil, 63.91 a pound. March is 62.65 and May is 62.37. Hard red winter wheat, $8.17 right now. It's down a little over 11. For March, May is 813, down about the same amount. Oats are actually up a little bit. March and May both are 339 a bushel, up just 0.4. How's that? Cotton is just hanging in there. It's 86 cents a pound for both March and May. Looks like the NASDAQ and S&P and Dow, they're all up today. So is oil. It's only up 76 cents. West Texas Intermediate crude oil for February is 75.39. March is 75.64. Natural gas is down today. It's down in the 360 range for February and 333 for March, and April is 327. When I come back to the Stockman's Veterinarian Clinic Happy Cap Hour, we'll talk some livestock. I didn't have a chance yesterday with Sheriff Manning on here, but I got results from last week in Texas and last week in Oklahoma. 3:30 this morning, I got a text from Brandon Hickey showing me results from Elk City and Western Oklahoma. But during the break here, I got Drew's updating us on Elk City. So when we come back, I'll talk about Western Oklahoma. Woodward right now, they're having their cow and bull sale that might already be over. I don't know that it is, but that's going on right now. Tomorrow, Hobart Stockyards will be having their weekly sale. then back to Woodward Thursday for their weekly calf sale, Friday Elk City, Saturday's the Hollis Livestock Auction, and Monday we'll be back over there east of Clinton on I-40 to Western Oklahoma. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. From pump to pivot, Valley Water experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
We had commercial cattle, and as a commercial producer, you're always looking for a place to buy bulls that are going to work well for your program. And as we struggled to do that, we decided to raise our own. And so we started producing the traits that we were looking for to buy in bulls. Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local Hi-Pro feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, January 6th. 1,869 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 346 brought 284. 4 at 468 brought 258. 7 at 526 brought 225. 17 at 587 brought 183. 5 at 653 brought 171. 11 at 693 brought 177. 18 at 840 brought 178.50. 3 head of heifers at 278 brought 216. 10 at 412 brought 196. 8 at 415 brought 204. 15 at 509. Brought 194. 10 at 557 brought 185. 7 at 608 brought 177.50. 13 at 735 brought 168. Butcher cows were 10 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 55 to 114. Bred cows were 600 to 1710. Pairs brought 335 to 1725. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sell every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently here on the Gabe Gadget Mezzanet Center, it's 66.2 degrees. Humidity is 25, and the winds look like they're out of the south, southwest. Maybe it's 7 miles an hour. I think there's, yeah, I'm pretty sure that is. Well, this is the, today is the Stockman's Veterinary Happy Clinic Happy Cap Hour. Stockman's Veterinary Clinic is proudly serving all farmers, ranchers, and pet owners in Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle, and is looking forward to continuing in 2023. They are excited to be a truly full-service mixed animal practice providing veterinary and medical care, boarding, preventive herd health medications to all species. With spring calving time upon us, we are here to provide assistance for calving emergencies as well as any related problems that might arise. Also, it's time to start planning spring heifer AI projects and nutrition plans to ensure your success. Wishing all of our clients and patients a great 2023 and looking forward to building new relationships as well. Call Dr. Taylor Mouse at 580-225-0200 to schedule a visit or for after-hours emergency service. There you got it. Dr. Mouse, great. I'm so glad she showed up in Elk City. It's been a good thing. Okay, let's get to the cattle market later on in the show. Well, actually, not later on. They just showed up. You guys come in and sit down. I don't know who the gentleman is, Jill Mitter's going to come in here and talk about the projects going on with Elk City FFA coming up. But first of all, we're going to do some cattle. Okay, here's your futures. Live cattle, February 157.87, April 161.80, June 157.62, August live cattle 157.65, feeder cattle January 184.15, March is 186.25, lean hogs for February are 79.87, April lean hogs 89.72, and May is 96.75. All right, first of all, let's check out what happened at Western Oklahoma yesterday, livestock. And they had a great big sale. 3,332 head on hand yesterday on the steers. Some of the lighter weights, the 337s, was bringing 271 per hundredweight. Had some 416 from Butler, bringing 251. Some 525s from Longdale, 226.50. Mangum had a pretty good nice set of bunch in there, 595. Weights brought 209. Some, let's go right here, 679s brought $1.87. And the seven weights, they had some from Weatherford, brought $189.50 for 708 weights. And some 759s from Sweetwater brought $190.50. On the heifers, their heifers been really steady and steady going up. How about that? Weatherford, some 439-pound heifers, $1.85. 458s from Sweetwater, $207. Some 560s from Fay, $190. Some 644, 166 per hundredweight. 712s, 169.50 from Cheyenne. Bred cows were bringing anywhere from 600 to 1275. Butcher cows bringing up to 87. And butcher bulls bringing up to 113. All right, let's see what happened in Texas and Oklahoma last week real quick before we go to break and get back to the... what's your name, sir? Okay, cool. Anyway, we got two of them in here. And so from Elk City, so this ought to be fun. I have fun with kids on the show. Anyway, Jill doesn't look like she's bashful, so I guess I'm not going to worry about her. All right, from Texas, let's see what's happening. No recent comparisons for market trends since most auctions took 2 weeks off and getting things kicked off this week. Trade was active on good demand. Supply included 80% feeder cattle, 18% slaughter cattle, 2% replacement cattle, and they had 22%. Yep, there we go. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was 60%. Total receipts for last week in Texas was 6,103 head compared to 7,000 last year. Looks like they had, it's pretty steady. It was going up last week, and it's still up a little bit this week. Let me check out some stuff here. Here's some steers that were weighing 271, we're bringing 260, and some unwinged 479-pounders were bringing $1.96. Some unwinged ones weighing 621, $1.70, but some winged ones was bringing $1.92. Oklahoma, compared to the last sale, December 16th of last year, no recent tests for a trend, as well as not all auctions were open yet. Oklahoma National Stockyards, Tulsa Livestock Auction, and Woodward were closed that week. However, feeder cattle sold with a higher undertone. All calves sold sharply higher. Demand was very good for the first sales. Rain fell on the east side of the state, and temperatures have warmed up just above average. All sale barns will be open this week. Slaughter cows and bulls also began the new year sharply higher with good demand. Supply in Oklahoma included 88% feeder cattle, 10% slaughter cattle, 2% replacement cattle, and 1% bred heifers. Feeder supply over 600 pounds was only at 48%. 21,610 head sold last week compared to 35,000 the last sale in December, and nothing to compare to last week. Same thing here on the steers. They had some 376-pounders bringing up to 285. Some unwinged ones in the 300-pound range was 263. Some fancy ones weighing 431, average 259. Top end was 272.50. And then we got some fancy ones in the 500-pound range that were bringing up to 239. Unwinged ones was bringing 223 that weighed 507. And then we got some 600-pound, 638s to be exact, fancy ones, 210, 11, and some unwinged 644 weights brought 178.71. How about that? That's a lot together, isn't it? Do you remember it all? Anyway, when I come back, I got this young bunch in here from the Elk City FFA, and we're going to talk about what they got coming up here pretty quick, isn't it? So, anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mickey will go to bat for you. Anytime you've got a problem or, you know, a question, he's Johnny on the spot. If he doesn't know, he calls up higher to get it figured out. And we've got tractors insured, balers, combines, swathers, cattle, hay, home, anything you can think of, he's got it. And he's been called a few times. Mickey is really good about coming to see what you need. You know, he'll come to where you are to get your signature or go over something that he's run into a problem. You know, you can't beat that because we live 18 miles from his office. So it helps when he's willing to come to the house. He's done, you know, just whatever he needs to do, he'll be there.
I'm Jill Jerusha, and I'm a farmer and rancher in southwest Oklahoma.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
You can buy parts anywhere, but the people at our store are different than people at other stores. And if they're not, we're going to make them different. They should be more knowledgeable. They should be more friendly. They should be more customer-oriented. They should be part of the community. And that's what we want. We pride ourselves of doing business with people. You can buy parts anywhere. It's the people that make the difference. Napa Auto Parts, 716 West 3rd, Elk City, Oklahoma. Napa know-how.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a huge trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jill, pick me a town out in northwestern Oklahoma for the forecast up north. Speak loudly.
Tologa, Oklahoma.
Tologa. All right. So we're going to have to do Putnam. That's the closest resident center. That's pretty close, though. And you know what? Putnam is the home of Benji and Lori White, B&L Red Angus.
Oh, yes.
Yes, there you go. Anyway, okay, we are under fire weather watch in Tologa. It's a Putnam forecast, but they're not that far apart. Anyway, till 8 o'clock, January 11th, so that means tomorrow night. Tomorrow, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a warning because it's going to be bad. All right, so right now, 64 degrees, humidity's 25. The winds are out of the west, southwest at 11, with wind gusts up to 14. Today, mostly sunny, 71. Tomorrow, breezy. It's going to be bad. 67 degrees. Tomorrow night's going to be breezy. Thursday, 50 for a high, mostly sunny. 53, mostly sunny Friday. Bam, Saturday, the weekend's going to warm right back up into the 60 degrees. So that is your forecast for Putnam and Tologa there in Dewey County. Okay, so I got some special kids in here with me today. Young adults, let me rephrase that. Anyway, Kyle Keys is the president of the Elk City FFA, and Jill Metter, and she's the one that called me the other day. I was at Cattlemen's Congress, and it comes up Brent Metter, and I said, what's he want today? And it was you, and it was a lot nicer talking to you anyway.
Oh, I figured.
Yeah, so anyway, and you're a go-getter, so how could I say no? Anyway, you guys, they're with the Elk City FFA here, and they tell everybody what you guys got coming up.
So every year, the Elk City FFA holds an auction to make money and fundraise our program. And so it used to be called the Labor Auction, and technically we're not allowed to call it that anymore. And so what we have changed it to is our annual project auction. So basically, each student or students in a group can make a project, and it is auctioned off at this auction that will be held at the Civic Center on January 23rd. And this is a great way to support our FFA chapter, and it's how we get most of our fundraising other than blue and gold sales. So
how was blue and gold sales this year? Pretty good?
They were pretty good.
Yeah. It's complete sellout. Man, you weren't lying. She's got that memorized, doesn't she? Not one time did she look over there on that sheet of paper. Anyway, because I stole hers. Anyway, and that's coming up January 23rd. And hamburgers and homemade desserts at 6 o'clock. And then your auction, it's going to be a live auction. Some of it's going to be silent auction, correct?
Yes, sir. So some of the larger projects and the bigger projects are going to be live auctioned off. And then some of the smaller ones, some students made baked goods and we'll auction the baked goods off. So that'll be a silent
auction
instead.
What are you doing?
So I'm a photographer, and I recently this summer took some pictures of Jimmy Taylor's cattle, which was a great experience. And I took a really great picture of a bull that I really liked. And
what was his name? You remember?
I have no idea what his name was, honestly. But I went in and I edited an American flag on this bull.
Oh, cool.
And I printed it off on a really large
wall
print.
Did I get
print.
A sneak preview?
I have a picture of it.
Okay, you text it to me.
I will, for sure.
Anyway, I bet, hopefully it's that bull he got from California.
Maybe. I'll have to ask him.
He's a really good one. He bought another one the other day up there. So anyway, it's pretty good. He's got and the landscape out there on the Taylor Ranch.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, you talk about red hills and native grass. It's pretty. Okay, so, Senor, tell us what some of the projects that you guys have built that you're going to be auctioning off, not on the silent auction.
All right, we got tons of items, a bunch of small and big ones, but some of the larger ones this year, we got a duck blind, a chicken coop, I think a couple deer stands, maybe some picnic tables, and some of the smaller ones will have like wreaths and decor, indoor and outdoor furniture, shooting stands, pistol and gun racks, and just a bunch of smaller projects as well like that.
But, and you guys build all this yourselves?
Yes.
Either one or as a group. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a couple people that work in groups, couple individuals, but we've been working on these projects for a couple months now and finishing them up.
What is a garage chair organizer? Have you seen
it? I have a picture. I'll show you a picture.
You got a picture.
It's quite fascinating, honestly.
Oh, good. Yeah, I want to see it.
Oh, yeah.
That's perfect. That keeps everything from being
a mess. It can fit, like, up to 20 chairs, I believe.
Wow. That'd be good for a softball mom that's got a minivan.
Oh, yeah.
Slide it in the back of her van.
For sure.
That'd be cool. So you guys got a lot of items. Let's see. What do we got? The pistol rack, the shooting tree, the camping chuck box. What's that? You know what that is?
I don't think I've seen that one personally. Oh,
some of them we don't have pictures yet, but yeah, we have a Facebook page and Instagram.
The name's on. We don't have the name on here, but
it's just Elk City FFA.
Yeah, you can been on it before.
You can see these projects. Some we're still uploading.
Yeah. Okay. We upload new pictures of projects every day as they get done being made. So
the chicken coop will go pretty high
because
eggs are high right now and people are wanting to buy their own laying chickens. Yeah,
we hope so.
I think last year we had a deer blind, and it was pretty darn cool, and it went for quite a bit.
We called it the Deer Mansion.
The Deer Mansion?
So I think it went for several grand.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
Did they have, like, Wi-Fi and stuff?
That'd be nice.
Joining me right now from the Elk City FFA is Kyle Keys and Jill Metter, and they're in here talking about their they don't do the labor auction anymore. They do this project auction, if you want to call it, and they've really got lots of stuff, and you can get on Elk City FFA's Facebook page and see the deals, and then also... New this year, I've seen this deal, sponsor a banner to hang in your business, and there's only four available. Tell what you know about that.
So this is something that some other FFA chapters have been doing the past few years.
And copying?
No, not like that. We're just kind of putting our own little twist on it a little bit.
Okay.
So each banner goes to a specific group of students. So one of the banners, for example, since we're officers, we have an officer team banner.
Okay.
So basically what we'll do is we'll go up on stage with our banner, and they will auction the banner off as a sponsor.
Yes.
And they can put that banner up in their business or their farm, wherever they want to say that they support Elk City FFA. So
are you guys getting Jimmy and Tracy to come? Are you going to sell them
I'll probably try to get them to come.
Yeah. I bet they'll be happy to go. They're supporters of everything in agriculture.
So that's just one of them. I believe we have a shooting team banner.
And a senior FFA member banner, too.
I gotcha. Yes. So that's pretty cool. That's kind of, you're putting your own twist on, aren't you?
It's a much nicer idea.
Yeah. What about the dinner? It's free, but they're accepting donations.
Yes, so we do accept donations, and we also accept credit card payment, cash, or check, and it's all tax deductible.
Okay. And then what's the dinner this year?
I believe it's hamburgers.
Hamburgers?
Yes.
Are you guys cooking?
No.
Is it Taylor Ranch beef?
Maybe. I'm not real sure. And the homemade desserts, I believe there will be Snicker pie. And I could eat a whole pan of that by myself.
I got to put this on my schedule. You already ruined it. My wife's going, that's got a lot of gluten in it. But I'm going to go get it. So anyway, well, cool. So coming up, Jill, you do a really good job of it. So tell everybody once again what's going on January 23rd, 2 weeks from yesterday.
So on January 23rd, our Elk City FFA annual project auction is coming up at the Civic Center. Dinner will start at 6 o'clock, and then the auction will start at 6:30. And there will be both a live auction and a silent auction. So this is just a really great way to support our FFA chapter. It's how we get a lot of our fundraising for the year. And so just basically... the gist of it.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff. And what's on the back here?
I didn't see
that. That's all, darn, there's a bunch of kids in there.
I think there's 170-something FFA members this year, one of our largest members. list.
Back when I was going to Elk City FFA with Mr. Long and Mr. Copas, we didn't have nearly that many.
We've certainly grown, and I believe that our upperclassmen have certainly pushed the underclassmen to get involved in ag. It's just a great way to start a career or find something that you're really passionate about.
What do you guys do besides these projects? You show animals at all?
So I used to show animals, through 4-H, I showed a lot.
Right.
And then I got to FFA, and I was like, I want to try something different. And so I do extemporaneous speaking, land judging, a lot of just speech competitions, conferences.
Are you doing any livestock judging?
I have never done livestock judging, but I know I have several friends who really enjoy it.
And so what class are you in this year?
This year I am in the wildlife science and management class taught by Mr. Rick Dillinger.
I got it. And what class are you taking this year in it?
I'm in the same class as well.
Okay, I got you. Yep. So anyway, so you both seniors?
Yep. Yes.
Dang, you grow up fast. And anyways, I know, is there any, I had Dr. Clark on from the Certified Angus Beef Association Friday, and he was talking about they go around and help people with meat judging. Is there any of that goes on out here?
Yes, there is meat judging. I went to a competition actually earlier this year. I'm not sure, how near. I mean, the one that we went to was all the way in Panhandle State up by Guymon.
Right.
But, yeah, there is still meat judging, yeah.
Yeah, so you guys are, Elk City's active in that.
Yeah, we have a team.
Did you win or lose?
I'm not sure. We didn't do bad, but I don't think we won.
I got you. So I have never been to a meat judging contest. So tell us what the process is.
So basically, there's like three or four parts to it. One of the stages is they have just a room full of different plates of different parts of pigs, sheep, cow, just everything. And you have to label it and the grade that it is. And then there's another.
So you got to identify what animal it comes from?
Yes, and what part.
I'd slunk.
Yeah, there was a lot. There was like 100, maybe 100 different pieces. I mean, there's a lot.
Huh. That's crazy. And then what did you do?
There was another stage where we went to the freezer and actually got to identify and label carcasses as well. And then there was a written test, which was they would just show us a PowerPoint, and each one we just have to label and identify the same thing. But, yeah, there was a lot of stuff with it.
So to make you want to be a butcher?
I don't know about that. But it was definitely a cool experience.
So what's you guys' plans after you graduate this year? Do you know yet?
Yes.
Well, that was a solid yes.
Yes. I'm planning on attending the Oklahoma State University and to major in ag communications with kind of a focus on marketing.
Right. I got about what kind of marketing? I mean, there's all kinds of different marketing.
So I mentioned earlier that I'm a photographer. Right. So I'm really into the photography side of marketing and the graphic design part. And I just think that agriculture as a whole is kind of losing its value out there in today's world. And so I kind of want to bring that back. Right. And get it out there, especially for consumers. They need to know where their food comes from. So, I mean, most people, like, you ask them, where'd you get your food? The grocery store. And so for me, I mean, that's like, I take offense to that. I'm like, you need to know where your food's coming from. Like, there's some farmer out there that's raising
cattle.
Where's
your beef come from?
My beef comes from right out in my pasture.
That was a good answer.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you was going to say Taylor Ranch beef or something.
My dad might not like that very much.
We know he's listening.
Oh, yeah, he is. He definitely is.
What's your plans?
I'm not 100% sure yet, but I would like to attend Oklahoma State as well and major in architecture.
Oh, cool. That's good. It's my nephew, God bless him, he passed away at an early age. He was younger than me. That's where he went, took architect there, and then he's done some engineering at OU because they lived in Moore. And he built and designed the prison that was there at Hinton at the exit there. Mm-hmm. Before, you know, he did that. And then his next project was he did a lot of designing on the Devon Tower.
Oh, wow.
He was good.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he was good. And he was a cowboy, rode all over. Mine was Sooner. But we love each other. We have our competition. Don't worry about that. And that's just part of it. And then, well, so back to you, going to Oklahoma State, and you know, you like taking pictures and stuff like that. Has your dad bought you a drone yet?
Nope, not yet.
Have you asked him yet?
I might have to bribe him.
Brent, if you're listening, if you'll get on YouTube and follow those guys, the farmers, whether they're her or him,
yes,
doing their stuff, they got crazy stuff going on with iPhones, making these YouTubes, and they're making it real. And I think it's doing what you want to do. Mm-hmm. I think it's helping bringing people to realize, oh, that steak I had last night, that poor farmer went out there 20 below snowing and, you know, help calve that it's mama cow, and that's I'm eating today. You know, they don't have a clue.
Yeah, so I can learn filming through my major, which is great.
With your drone?
Yes. And when I get to college, I might get one. And so, I mean, it's all about the storytelling and videos. And, I mean, it's a great way to touch people and just show them how it works.
Do you follow any of those girls on YouTube?
I'm not on YouTube. I do follow a few on Instagram. I follow a few photographers from Colorado area, Nebraska area.
How about Emma? You know, have you heard of Emma?
I don't think so. Do I need to get into this?
Get on Facebook and look up Emma the... I'll look it up for you.
Okay.
Anyway, and there's Laura, the farm girl. And they go... Emma actually went on Harvest with an all-female crew. Her boss was female, the whole nine yards, and all she did was take videos of her running the grain buggy, combine. She went to Australia and got sick, and they had to bring her back. She was, like, having internal something bleeding going on or something was going on bad. Got her back, but she's back on the track now, and so I'll check these stuff out.
That's awesome.
You. Yeah, it's pretty fun what some of the young minds are doing out there.
For sure.
So why architect?
I've just always been interested in building and designing. And
did you do some of this?
Yes, I did.
Which ones?
My project this year is actually a homemade fire pit. It hasn't been put on the Facebook yet, but I'm sure it will soon. Last year, I made a furniture chest, and then I can't remember what I made the year before that. But, yes, I've always had something in this project auction.
Well, if the rest of the 175 kids are are anywhere close to what you two are, you guys got a pretty good set of kids up there.
Oh, yes, yeah.
Great chapter.
When's FFA week coming? Next month?
Yes, it's in February.
So you guys coming by, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Bringing the whole officer team.
We got to do it in 2 weeks this year because we have, the show's airing live out of Woodward now.
Yes.
So I got to have kids from up northwest, Texas, and the ones down here, and last year we had to turn a couple of them down.
Oh.
So this year we're going to start FFA week a week early.
That sounds good to me.
And so, anyway, yeah, and I look forward to you two being back in here.
Oh, thank you.
Anyway, again, Elk City FFA auction is not a labor auction. It's an item auction, if you want to call it that. They're going to have hamburgers and homemade desserts at 6 o'clock, January the 23rd at the Civic Center. We got 175 kids. You need the Civic Center, don't you? Anyway, auction begins at 6:30. They got anywhere from duck blinds, a chicken coop. You're thinking about, because right now a lot of people are wanting to get their own chickens because eggs are so high right now.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a chicken coop. What's it like? Do you know what it looks like offhand? Is it pretty good size?
I think it's a pretty decent sized one.
Chicken coop. Okay. And raised garden beds, deer stands, picnic tables, shooting stands, hat racks. That was a pretty cool, that chair storage deal was pretty cool. She showed me here. It got cattle feeders and then a hand-forged knife. You know anything about that?
I don't think I've seen the knife.
Okay.
But I'm sure it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty cool.
You'd be pretty impressed. I mean, these students, their talent, like when they put all their work into something, they give it 110%. So.
Well, if you two are inspiring them, I can see why. You're full of smiles. And anyway, their projects, photos are available to be seen on Facebook and their Instagram, the Elk City FFA. Any questions, you can get a hold of one of the ag teachers and they'll help you. And then plus they got sponsoring a banner to hang in your business. Only four available. They'll have different photos on there of the class president, or not the presidents, but the officers.
Yes.
And then the seniors and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, and the meal is by donation only, so you don't have to buy tickets. Just show up and donate some money. And you get a free hamburger and a snickerdoodle.
Oh, yeah.
Well, anyway, kids, thanks for coming by. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having us. Yep.
See you next month.
Well, I might see you here. We'll be back.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Good day to all you great stewards of the land around Western Oklahoma and the East Texas Panhandle. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, January 9th. 3,332 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 337 brought 271. 11 at 523 brought 218.50. 10 at 595 brought 209. 16 at 679 brought 187. 6 at 708 brought 189.50. 41 at 759 brought 190.50. 10 at 1061 brought 160. 6 head of heifers at 385 brought 214. 9 at 453 brought 185. 22 at 505 brought 191. 20 at 597 brought 176.50. 5 at 662 brought 161. 15 at 680 brought 169. 51 at 770 brought 169.50. Butcher cows were 10 to 87. Butcher bulls brought 85 to 113. Bred cows were 600 to 1275. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71 Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's time to roll out the red carpet for, well, new carpet. Right now at the Home Depot, choose from hundreds of styles and colors from top brands. Plus, get free installation. So whether you want to brighten up your bedroom, add a little more cushion to your living room, or, yes, add some VIP flair to your hallway, you can get the perfect carpet to match your mood with free installation from the Home Depot. How doers get more done. Minimum purchase of $4.99. Exclusions apply. U.S. only. See store for details.
Beef is on the menu at Hudson Angus Farms. Their 10th annual bull and female sale is Saturday, January 28th at 1 p.m. at the farm west of Elk City. Selling 65 head of 2-year-old and 18-month-old feed intake tested bulls. Also selling 20 head of bred heifers and 16 head of bred second calf cows. To see the catalog and videos, go to their website, HudsonAngusFarms.com, or find Hudson Angus Farms on Facebook. The Hudson Angus Farms Spring Bull Sale, Saturday, January 28th. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 o'clock west of Elk City.
Cattlemen's Congress is located in the heart of cattle country and is far more than just a cattle show. Join them December 29th through January 14th to see the newest and most elite genetics North American cattlemen have to offer. Cattlemen's Congress is the gathering place of the cattle industry and offers sales of elite genetics, something for everyone's operation. Join them January 5th for a commercial cattlemen's luncheon from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For a full schedule, sale info, and everything you need to know, visit CattlemansCongress.com.
high school juniors and seniors. Do you want a chance to win $60,000 in scholarships and $30,000 in prizes? Western Equipment, a John Deere dealer in Oklahoma, Texas, and New Mexico, is holding a mechanical aptitude competition in Plainview, Texas on January 14th. Do you have common sense and know a thing or two about mechanics? If so, then this event is definitely for you. You can learn more about this event and register for it at west-equip.com/competition. Registration spots are limited, so grab your ag teacher, counselor, parent, or buddy, and we look forward to seeing you on the 14th.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Them are two good kids right there. Anyway, Jill and Kyle, thanks for coming by and telling us about that. If, man, they're just pretty sharp kids, all I got to say. Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast. I picked Mangum today because they're the warmest spot in the state of Oklahoma, so it just made it curious. We're under a fire weather watch until 8 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'm sure that'll be moved to a warning tomorrow. 77 degrees currently at Hobart. Humidity is 16. The winds are already getting up. They're out of the west-southwest at 16 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 24. Today, 78 degrees. Tonight, 42. Tomorrow, breezy. 72. Tomorrow night, the winds switch from the west and be coming out of the north, and it's still going to be breezy out of the north. 35 for a low. Thursday, 56 for a high. Friday, sunny and 59. And then Saturday, partly cloudy and 64. I think after tomorrow evening, or after Thursday morning, the winds are going to start coming back down to normal. But it is, we're into the winter and the spring, and we all know the wind blows in western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle. Okay, also today is Hay Day Tuesdays, and I noticed in the hay reports that hay has gone up a little bit. I've seen more 400-plus per ton prices. So anyway, California, premium alfalfa is bringing 450 to 460. Colorado's 300 to 320. Idaho's around 300. Iowa's up to 310 per ton. Kansas, 246 delivered to 375 a ton. Missouri, 180 to 300. Oklahoma's 275 to 380. Texas, 330 to 450. That's delivered. And the state of Washington's up there above the 400, too. It's also around 400 to 405 per ton for premium alfalfa. Down here in the grass country, in the forages we got, let's see here. Let's check out Kansas. Kansas anywhere from 140 a ton to 225 max. Oklahoma, none available, but they have some on good quality, and it's running somewhere around 150 to 260. Texas, 240 to 330 on grass hay, 130 to 275 on good. And let's see who the high one. Oregon's always the highest on grass hay, anywhere from 400 to 425 a ton. And even Iowa is 205 to 300 a ton on grass hay. That's update from the hay guys. And then let's see what else we got here. We got one more deal to talk about before we get going here. Keeping your horses healthy this winter. I talk about chickens. I talk about cows. Sometimes I talk about goats and sheep. I very rarely talk about horses, but here we go. Horses grow out their coats in the winter and are well adapted to the cold. However, they need more food to keep up their energy level and body weight. Monty Staffler and the livestock extension educator from the University of Nebraska, he says as temperatures go down, horses need to be fed more energy. The best source of energy for them is hay. Alfalfa hay has got a little more energy than grass hay. I'm trying to adapt to my new glasses today, so everybody just bear with me. They're not trifocals anymore. They're progressing focals. So anyway, I got to keep my nose in there to get everything read right. But both of them can be good quality. Hay, as it ferments in their digestive system, gives off heat. And as it gets colder, they should feed them good quality hay. And the colder it gets, the more hay they should get. When they're eating all the hay they can, but still shivering or losing weight, then you can start adding grain to increase the energy content. she says, to do this gradually because it can upset their digestive system if they're not used to getting grain. So do a little bit at a time. Plus, make sure that there's plenty of fresh water. Eating snow does not count. If they drink less water, then that can cause more digestive problems because they're eating a dry hay and dry feed and grain. If they don't get an adequate supply of water, then they can cause the impaction of a colic, which things are too dry. So you need to give them plenty of water. The best thing is if you can keep the water between 40 and 60 degrees. Horses kept in the barn during the winter should be let out for exercise. This increases their appetite and reduces boredom. Imagine that. A bored horse will start chewing, biting, and kicking at its surroundings. When they're in their stall, be sure to keep it clean and there's good ventilation so the horse doesn't develop respiratory problems. There you go. We'll see you guys tomorrow. It's been Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.